I say 21. This morning, a herd of elephants stampeded through the trees for no particular reason, except it is November now, and there is nothing left to wait for. I dressed hurriedly and stepped out into the thick gray flesh of Thursday, thinking sometimes it is hard to know what to love and when. Then I remembered the elephants, who love everything, even Thursday and November, and I kicked my way to work through the beautiful wreckage of leaves. Today, at the start of my walk, I felt as calm, strong, and confident as I can remember being in a long time. Just there, myself, alone, ready for what's next, the next step, the next turn. I actually felt what I would call happiness, the solid kind, the kind you feel without smiling, or smiling only imperceptibly. It was so beautiful today, sunny and warm, the day before Thanksgiving. I went straight up the hill on the side of the road I park on a route I've ended up on at least partially several times over the last couple of weeks. At the very top is a tall poplar, maybe 80 feet up, big trunk, 2+ feet in diameter, consistently that size, all the way up. About every 10 feet, the trunk zigs one way and then further up in switchback fashion, zags back the other way. It must have been something about the way light and shade changed as it grew. But its contortions are bizarre, charming. Today, I walked right up next to it and noticed that each switchback had a very slight spiral curve to it as well. So from now on, it's the corkscrew tree to me. I feel companionable with it, because my life is like that now. If you stand back, there's a strong trunk all the way up. But if you get up close, pretty screwy. I know I will never be loved again in the way that Carol loved me. I can't believe I was lucky enough to have that kind of love at all. 32 years of it, half my life, and then the double echo of it from my daughter and son, 29 years of it and counting. Who gets that? Who deserves that? Once is everything. Besides, as I said back in Essay 7, I'm old and I'm weird and I'm only going to get older and weirder. Maybe I should put that up on OurTime.com as my profile. I know there was a period, last winter, spring, early summer, when I was pretty shaky, long for kindness, care. I made it through that treacherous terrain on my own because that's how it worked out. And well, I'm quite fine now, being old, weird, and on my own going forward. But there are many other kinds of love, both like and different from what I had. Some of them actually becoming stronger and more active, precisely because the big one is not there, like the stars coming out when the sun goes down. I've written, for example, about the woods, the trees, the whole space that hosts my daily walks, this place I love enough to come back to every single morning and which, I will insist, loves me enough to welcome me back each time. And there are all the smaller scale affairs I engage in there almost daily with this tree or that, this leaf or that, this scene or that. So intense, I remember them all as if they are always happening. And each of those trees, leaves, scenes, I will insist again, remembers me in just that way too. Some of those engagements went swimmingly, some not so much. I detailed all of that copiously along the way here. This kind of falling in love can happen anywhere, anytime, for anyone. I'm recalling now one of my odder and most surprising events of that sort. It happened one winter morning, stopped in traffic, just outside the Squirrel Hill Tunnel of the Parkway East on my way to work. My car was moving almost imperceptibly forward, so slow it was barely noticeable from inside. I think that's probably why I opened the window and looked down at the road to be sure I was actually moving and not just imagining it. There, beside me, a long white lane-dividing line on the highway glided slowly by my car. So stunning, so white, so precise, as beautiful in that instant as anything I have ever seen. I say I fell in love with it. I say it loved me back. Someone, anyone, you may read this and think that is ludicrous, loony. A white line cannot love or be loved. Maybe so. But it's no more surprising to me than the fact that Carol loved me. Just me, a long white line of a guy gliding by. And I say as well that my infatuation with this white line is no more ludicrous or loony than the attitude that construes the world, its things, as ineligible for such flings. We may, through many millennia, have chosen to agree among ourselves that that's the way it has to be. But why? It's as arbitrary as my way. So why should the ample evidence of my experience, and I might add, the ample experience of countless poets, philosophers, prophets, priests, sages, recluses over those same millennia, not be compelling enough proof? And really, be honest. If you could pick which of those two worlds you'd rather spend your time in, and you can, wouldn't you prefer the latter? The one where the elephants love everything. Even Thursday, November, this beautiful wreckage of leaves.